We're going to be in the book of 1 Corinthians tonight. I'm kind of even just a little nervous about getting started in this book. This is a heavy book. Very weighty. Not because it has a lot of doctrine in it, but because Paul is bringing a lot of correction to the Corinthian church. And I've always thought this about the Corinthian church. You know, in Corinthians, that's where you find all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You find they're all just manifested in this church, along with everything else that could possibly be manifested, is in this church. And the thing is when letters were sent to churches during that time, when the apostles would send letters, when they were sent to the churches, they weren't just read at Corinth. Then they were passed around. And so, you know, what if someone sent us a letter to correct us, our behavior? And then we knew that every other church in the valley was going to read it, and our names would be in it. Yuck. But not only that, little did they know that it was going to be read for 2,000 years. So, remember what I told you, God's a writing God. He's writing your story somewhere. And before we even get started in 1 Corinthians, I do want to lay some groundwork. In the book of Corinthians. You all know that Paul wrote the book of Corinthians, the Apostle Paul. He's the one who wrote the letter to the Corinthians. But if you will turn back in your Bibles to Acts chapter 18. And I know that we talked about this when we went through the book of Acts, but I want us to look at this tonight. Acts chapter 18. Starting at verse 1. I'm just going to read verses 1 through 11. So we're going to start there. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome. And he came to them. So, because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for by occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. But when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." And he departed from there and entered the house of a certain man named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized.